And it is time once again
to
get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to bring you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning, our very own Pete. Yes, FM's Pete is here with us this morning. How are you, Pete?
Hey, doing great. God bless.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us this morning. We appreciate you joining us to share the Word of God for us. And so we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on our heart.
That sounds great. Thanks, Tommy and listeners. Let me share a couple of verses today. First one is Ephesians 5, 15, 16. That says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Let's face it, we are living in interesting times. You can control many things about the aspects of your life. You can't control the things that you see on the TV, on the radio, but you can control how you live them out, how you exercise your faith. You can, to some extent, control your relationships, how they impact you, how you're reaching out to other people and checking in with them to see how they're doing, and can also kind of control your reaction to things. As you see things on the TV and the radio, you can react in many different ways. Is that going to be something that is going to be God-honoring and God-pleasing, or is that something that you're going to regret later on? So consider the way that you're reacting to things. Let God control what you're saying and what you're doing so that you can bring honor to Him and honor to His kingdom. Now, let me go ahead and read the second verse that I'd like to share today. It's Colossians 4, 5, and that is, be wise in the way that you act towards outsiders, making the most of every opportunity. So basically what Paul is trying to say there is, be wise in the way that you act. Let your time be spent well. Let it be seasoned with positivity. Let it be seasoned with salt. Let it have a little bit of flavor to it. So every person knows, and you're having an opportunity to be used by Him, to be evangelical. God can continue to open the minds and hearts of people in a way that we really can't explain. I really love that. God can just use something that we say or think or even pray sometimes to be little seeds here and there to be planted. And maybe somebody else is going to water that, and you may never see that. But let God use you in the things that He is doing today. Help you to see yourself as a light used by Him. And I kind of want to close in a poem that I came across about time. Time is a blessing. How can we use it? We can make it useful, or we can abuse it. Only the giver of time can make our hearts wise, teaching us daily, each day, surprise. Time is a treasure, so view it in our soul. Keep it, all of its spending within your control. Use every moment in God's holy fear, and He will safeguard you year after year.
That's a good word, Pete. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this morning, Lord. Thank you again that we can go to you in our hour of need. We need you, Lord. We need you to help us this very day, Lord. Many of us have a newly found time upon our hands, God. So would you help us to be salt and light to this earth, Lord, to build and expand your kingdom? Many people are hurting, God. So I pray, God, that you continue to help the hurting. Minister, God, to those who are brokenhearted, God, and we would be truly grateful. Again, we have so much time, God, so orchestrate our day. May we just come to you this morning and say, God, how would you like me to fill this day? And make some divine appointments, God. Continue to help us to build and expand upon the things that you are already doing, Lord. Some are going to plant the seed and some are going to water the seed. So, Lord, help us to be gardeners for you. We do thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our very own Pete joining us this morning, giving us the Word of God on the Morning Munch. And Pete, obviously you got your duties with the SFM, but also tell us what else you do and what church you attend.
Oh, thank you. I chaplain a couple different places. I'm Otterbein Kreidersville, a senior life community, and I also chaplain at Lima Memorial Hospital. And I'm also doing some GED work. I'm a GED teacher at the Apollo Career Center. So there are many different hats.
Yeah, keeping you busy down there.
Right. Attend my home church is in Wapakoneta, Wapakoneta Community Worship Center. So if you go to wapakchurch.com, you'll find us doing three different live stream services. Our 10 o'clock services are geared for our adults, so you might want to check that out. Also at 12, we are live streaming our kids' church service. 6 o'clock, we are live streaming a message from our youth pastor. So a lot of different ways to reach the whole family during these times.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, Pete, folks want to find out more information about your church. Is there a website, Facebook page, or something your church has?
Yes. Listeners can go to wapakchurch.com.
Excellent.
Find all the details there.
All right. Well, hey, Pete, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for sharing the word with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tommy.